Special Service Division presents a rebroadcast of Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Oh, what a sight. Evening, folks. How are y'all? Oh, you're ship-shaped. Well, that's fine. And tonight, Dylan, we're holding class at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles for thousands of employees of the California Shipbuilding Corporation. I never saw so many folks in my whole life. Yes, sir, and these folks today at 10:30 launched that 200th ship, the SS Billy Mitchell. And talk about building ships in a hurry. We'd like to give you an imitation of the building of a Cal ship. First, you lay the keel, and then... Bring on that champagne. You know? You know, I had the honor of driving the last rivet into that 200th ship yesterday. As I was doing it, the nut looked at me and said, "Look, bud, as one nut to another, that's the biggest noise you ever made." But seriously, I got my biggest thrill when they let me weld a seam. Oh, what a thrill. But you know, all seams look alike to me. The last thing I saw was my pants going over the horizon. Well, that's all the shipyard jokes I know right now. Anyone else have any snappy shipyard jokes?
Yeah, Professor. As it was launched, you know what the 200th ship, the Billy Mitchell, said to the shipyard workers?
No, what did it say?
"Is my slip showing?"
Hey, Professor, do you know what the old maid said as she got into her bathing suit?
No, what is?
"Is my shape slipping?"
Well, those jokes are really ripping, but let's get started. There's $115 in war bond prizes awaiting, but first, let's do some syncopating. Come on, children.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Jack Mack, let's go a-winging on a 12 song.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fun.
Yep, we really hit our target for tonight.
Get 'em hard, get 'em hard.
Are we singing as we limp through the air?
Look below, there's our field over there. With our poles through a port and our trucks in the lawn.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
On a wing and a prayer.
Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how big the boat, it takes a little tug or two to get it headed in the right direction. Well, tonight, we were going to bring you the tug that got the Billy Mitchell headed in the right direction. Unfortunately, we couldn't bring you the little tug, but we do bring you that big jerk, Kay Kaiser.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Professor. Just what did you do over at Cal Ship yesterday?
Why, Julie, the superintendent of Cal Ship let me write my name on the propeller of the 200th ship. You know, that was the toughest thing I ever had to do. Write my name on that thing that goes round and round.
You should complain
after something
you've
been
around with.
What?
Please, get him out of here.
That's enough of those clever quips.
Well, let's see who's going to be first in the chip. And the first contestant is Mr. Bob Hughes of Machinery Engineering from Cleveland, Ohio. Come right up, Ohio. Hey, now, Bob Hughes. Say, Bob, in this one from Private Tennyson, Judy of George was talking to the 200th Liberty ship just before the launching. He said to the ship, well, baby, pretty soon you'll be going...
Over the waves.
Over the waves, yes, sir. And then, I should. And then they broke the champagne and the ship went down the waves and the ship yelled back and said, yeah, boss, and with these guns on my deck, some of those Axis subs are going to find out. How deep is the ocean? And we're not kidding either, boy. Yes, sir. Say, I know these girls are going to hate me for this, but do you know why they call a ship a she?
It's got to take a man to run her.
Takes a man to run her. That's right. That's right. Oh, brother. Oh. Remember, I didn't say that, girls. He said it. Here is T.T. Anderson of the Pike Division of Moline, Illinois. Moline, Illinois, is that right? Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Anderson. Of course, you men and women are busy building cargo ships. But Miss Marion Painter of Manchester, New Hampshire, believes from the following hint, you should be able to name some other kinds of ships. For instance, the midday meal would remind you of a launch. You know, breakfast, launch, and dinner. Oh! Say, listen. Now, for instance, the barber reminds you of what kind of a ship? The barber.
Flipper.
A little louder.
Flipper.
Flipper, that's exactly right. Yes, sir, you just got it. Boy, that was a close shave. And the Navy jail is what kind of a ship? The Navy jail. They call it what, the Navy? A little louder.
Brig.
A brig, that's right. And a dog yapping reminds you of what kind? A dog yapping.
Bark.
But he said it. You beat the bell, didn't I? Yes, you did. Ah, yes, yes. You were right ahead of the bell. Yes, I was. That's fine. Thank you very much. He's right in there getting those answers. He knows his ship. Yes, Dick Lewis. Yes, Dick Lewis of the personnel department from Seattle, Washington. Well, hello, Dick. Boy, you really grew up, didn't you, Dick? Sir, boy, I bet you didn't come from prefab, did you? Well, they put you up in sections here, boy. That's fine. Say, listen, Dick, old boy. Now, of course, we all know the graveyard shift is from 12:30 to 8 a.m., but the patients from Sunnyside Sanatorium in Indiana want to know which shift is about half over... What'd you say?
Day is done.
Yes, which shift is about half over when day is done? Which shift?
Of course, graveyard is 12:30 to 8 in the morning.
Swing shift. I beg your pardon?
Swing shift.
Swing shift. That's exactly right. It's about half over when day is done. We've got a lot of the swing shifters here with us tonight. And speaking of swing and shifting, we're going to play some swing. And we'd like for you to shift around on this clarinet a little bit there, Dick. All right, you take the clarinet. You put this in to Maria, right in your mouth there. Put your hands over the little keys and holes. That's right. Now, when the orchestra stops playing, you fill in on the clarinet. Yes, sir, we're going to launch something here. I don't know what it's... All right, here we go. That was superb. Absolutely.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Fast. First round's over in this celebration.
Well, Dean, find out the winner of the examination.
Hey, Professor.
Yes, what is it, Ige?
Well, on account that we are holding class with the shipbuilders tonight, I have written an essay in regards to which I would like to read, same entitled Water.
All right, read, Ige.
Okay, Water. Oh, they are many kinds of water, including water and soda water, and when the foreman says, let's build another ship.
I know, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, everybody says, water, we waiting for it. Now, water comes in many different shapes, such as squirt and drip, but the best shape I ever seen water in was a wave named Nellie Jones. poem about water. Mother dear, may I go swimming? Yes, my big fat daughter. Hang your clothes on a hickory limb, but don't go near the Cal shipyards or you're liable to get launched.
First round winner, Professor.
Yes, sir. The first round winner is, with a perfect score, the winner is contestant number 3, Dick Lewis of Seattle, Washington. Dick Lewis.
Sent him a sweater, and his sister wrote a letter. But he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away. For his buddies were there with their sweethearts all around him, with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweethearts, and over he'd say, in my arms, in my arms. Ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms? In my arms, in my arms. Ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms? Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling. If I'm gonna go to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight.
Mrs. Terry, now Ishka Bibble is going to play for you on his Ishbone. Boy, that's a queerer contraption than anything you ever saw in a shipyard, I'll guarantee you. And out of this Ishbone comes the zaniest noises you ever heard. But for the boys at Camp Rucker, Alabama, we want you to listen and see if you can't tell us the names of some songs that he's going to butcher. Butcher number one. Was that mutilated by Ishka Bibble? I bet a lot of ship workers come to work on a children. Daisy Daisy or a bicycle built for two. Now let's listen to another one. With this, Mr. Kabibble is going to give lots of sound effects. He has things on his shoes this time. All right, now listen. for that. He had balls strapped to his feet for that one, and he was throwing snow overhead as he played.
Jingle bells.
A louder.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. I think that was a masterful interpretation by Mr. Gilbert. Thank you. All right, now here's Miss Ellen Christie, a plate shop, Kansas City, Missouri, the plate shop. Now, Mr. Christie, thousands of you women welders are handling torches for Uncle Sam. But who is the most famous woman to hold a torch?
The Statue of Liberty.
I beg your pardon?
The Statue of Liberty.
That is certainly true. Thank you. Absolutely. Now, Miss Shirley Shapiro of Chicago would like you to distinguish between a blowtorch and a torch singer. A blowtorch.
Well, I've seen some that resemble a great deal.
Resemble a great deal. You mean torch singers and blowtorches that resemble each other a great deal?
There's a lot of air comes out of both.
A lot of air comes out of both. Christy, if you think you're going to draw me into this argument, you are out of your mind. Miss Christy, please describe a blowtorch for us, will you?
I can describe a burning torch to you.
Well, all right, describe a burning torch.
A burning torch is something that you cut steel with. And you cut steel with acetylene, gas, and oxygen. A combination of the two makes a very hot flame, and therefore it cuts the metal.
Absolutely right. Yes, very good. Absolutely. That's kind of like the one that I showed the boys how to use down there yesterday. Yes, quite an authority on that. And a torch singer.
A torch singer? You have three very lovely torch singers in your band.
Well, isn't that sweet? We have three lovely torch singers in our orchestra. Fine. Now, no doubt there are some torch singers handling blowtorches at Cal Shipyard. But right now, we want you to be a blowtorcher who's a torch singer and sing a bit of the blowtorch song, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. All right? Are you ready? All right. Here we go.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Well, that's good.
I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart, I have the one desire, and that one is you. No other will do.
Well, I hate to cut that off. That's so good. Thank you. Isn't that wonderful? Well, that was Miss Ellen Christie, and she certainly did a wonderful job. You surprised us there. You don't belong in the plate shop. You belong in the song shop. Here is Miss Betty Payne of the welding department. Now, Miss Payne, Larry Crouch of Camp McCain, Mississippi, says in the last war it took much longer to build ships, and some of them they built were not much more seaworthy than... hold it, barbershop boys. What'd you say?
The old oaken
bucket. That's right. But now, see, the quartet didn't get to sing much. You know too quickly here. But now, American shipbuilders are amazing the whole world with their efficiency and speed. For instance, Cal Ship launches a ship every 37.5 hours. Imagine, every 37.5 hours. They launched 20 ships in the month of May for a world's record. And it's the first shipyard in history to deliver 200 ships in 21 months. Yes. Oh, what a record. Yes, sir, and our nation thanks all you men and women. And when Uncle Sam looks at your record, all he can say is...
Best, the winner of the second examination.
Ishke Bibble's imitation.
Oh, fine.
Imitation number one, Cal Ship Riveter.
Ish, you're supposed to be a Cal Ship Riveter. I don't hear any noise.
It's my day off.
Number two winner, Professor.
The number two winner is, with a perfect score and with a terrific voice, it's contestant number two from Kansas City, Missouri, Miss Ellen Christie, the winner.
The girl I left behind me
Shelly Mason, wait in on this good old favorite. Turn it on, Shelly.
I'm so lonesome since I crossed that hill and left that happy little valley. Such a weary thought that my heart do fill since parting with my little Sally. Oh, I seek no more to fight and gaze for day, but all remind me how swiftly I'll disappear away with the girl I left right behind me. Never forget that night when stars light above me as intense as the silver light. When she says that you love me, but now I'm bound to wander far. But the fate will someday find me, yes, and send me back again to the pretty little girl. Yes, the pretty little girl I left behind me. That I left behind. Yes, the pretty little girl. Oh, the pretty little girl. Yes, the pretty little girl I left behind me.
Let's stop these delays.
And get that last round off the way. Here's our first finalist. It's Mr. Dick Lewis, who won the first round with a perfect score. Say, Dick, since this is the month of weddings, we'd like to devote our final round tonight to welding. That is, wedding welding. During June, the most people are knitted into one. And so State Del McAllister of Gardner Field says the following two songs are number one on the knit parade. Listen and tell us which is coming in and which is going out of the church. Listen. All right, which is which?
The first one was going out, the last one was coming in.
And either way, you're in trouble, ain't you, Dick? Yes, sir, that's fine. I'm only kidding, that's right. Say, on which finger would you place the wedding ring, Dick? On the right hand, on the third finger. Well, if you do, old boy, you're going to get in trouble with that gal, I'll tell you that. That's it. What is it?
Third finger, left hand.
Third finger on the left hand, that's right. Say, what's the difference between a double wedding and a golden wedding?
Double wedding is when two couples make the same mistake.
Oh, what'd you say? Oh!
Golden wedding is the 50th wedding anniversary.
Yes, sir, and everybody that makes that golden wedding anniversary, they'll certainly argue with you about whether it's a mistake or not. It's a great institution, that wedding business.
Yes, sir. I know Dick was kidding, too. It's really swell. Here we go now with Miss Elvin Christie, who won the second round with a perfect score.
Oh, you fooled me. I didn't know you could sing like that, you meanie.
That was really swell. Say, Miss Christie, Miss Maud Kirkall of Augusta, Georgia, tells of two lovers billing and cooing on a bench in the park. You know what I mean.
Oh, you do know, huh? Oh.
Oh. Say, well, Miss Christie, Dan Cupie approached this couple and said, Miss, what are you waiting for? Don't you want to get married? The lover looked at the lassie and he said, I beg your pardon. He said, I do, do you? That's right, Miss Christie. She said, yes. So they kissed and sang.
That's the song of
twilight. Oh, no, that's not it. Now she's got it.
Some love goes through time.
Yes, sir, they sang Love's Old Sweet Song. Say, what's the difference between a bridal veil and a bridal path?
A bridal path is when you ride horses. A bridal veil is something that you drive away from the wedding.
Say, what is a marriage club?
I think that is a club where they make arrangements for people to get married.
Well, I heard that it was a rolling pin.
A marriage club, isn't that silly?
The big winner, Professor.
And it is with a... No, look at this. It's a tie between Miss Christie and Mr. Lewis, both with perfect scores in the first rounds and in the finals, and therefore both entitled not only to a $50 war bond, which is first prize, but an additional $25 bond for having a perfect score all the way, or $75 to each of them for a first prize. Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir, those workers at Cal Ship not only know their riveters, but they know their answers, too. Congratulations. Yes, sir, your answers were Pip, and you turned them out faster than Ship. Now, the other four kids made high bid. They each get $10 in stamps.
Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge was presented to you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.